me thinking I had all the time in the world. And I'll be honest, I was watching telly between 7 and 7:30. I thought, oh, I'll relax, I'll relax. And then I suddenly thought, I've got to put some makeup on. So here we are.
Well, it's the same. I've just been in the car to go and fetch Fergus, and I've done a roast chicken dinner. I'm feeling very good myself. But I've got to say, I think this close wearing pyjamas, so I like tonight.
Well, I've got a cohort on, which I showed you earlier, didn't I, over WhatsApp. So I've been at home today. It's been an unusual day. It's a creator's day today for me, and I've been at home. So I've been in this cohort last spring. No, I think it was summer autumn from the Dani Minogue collection at QVC. And I have to be honest, it's just kind of, well, my hubby did say to me, are you in pajamas? And it's like, no, this is definitely work from home style.
I'm wearing a cohort because, as far as I'm concerned, they are the easiest thing to throw on when you want to feel stylish but comfortable. And they're so great to style up with other things, so you can wear the shirt or the trousers. But they're fantastic. I think they always look really good. So yes, totally.
Yeah, and exactly that. And I think the thing is, when you're at home, and whether that's working or just lounging around, you just don't know who's gonna knock the front door. You don't know what situation you're gonna be, or whether you need to suddenly dash out. So I actually like to be kind of half made up anyway, just in case.
I think it makes you work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know how if. Well, I'm sure there's some people who are on here that perhaps do work from the bed or do work wearing the slippers, but it kind of doesn't work for me.
Yeah. But I have to say, I do everything in my slippers. I love a bit of comfort. And I'm making up on Friday for very high heels in crazy wind on grass all day for the first time in probably since or even lockdown life. And I swear, I was on Saturday and Sunday, I went, oh, so that's what those muscles do.
Well, actually, that's a good segue in, because the first thing we're going to talk about in fashion is trends, which mean you don't normally lean into, but trends that we're adding into our wardrobe for spring summer that we think have a bit of longevity. And mine are some sling backs. So the midi heel is really big on sling backs. So the trend piece here for me is the silver, because I think, as you know, we've talked many a time, I cannot wear silver. I
No.
can just about get away with jewelry, but when it comes to the silver trousers that we've talked about, and I know some people have done the silver sort of maxi skirts, I just cannot wear it. So I've been doing it with accessories. I had the chrome bag, and now for spring, summer, this is what I've leaned into is
And
the
where are they from? Where are they from?
So I got them from ASOS, right? And I thought they were ASOS branded because they weren't that. So they're under £40. But they actually, the label when they arrived was Pull and Bear.
Ah, very nice. No, I have to say, many years ago, I could never wear a kitten heel. For some reason, I could run around in a 4-inch heel, but a kitten heel would break my ankle. Now I've kind of swapped, but I was very proud of that. But I do love the silver. I've got some really lovely ones. Also, that very metallic, shiny silver from Hobbs. That just tie plays into without diving too far.
So you've done like me, haven't you? You've done it more with accessories.
Yeah. No, I can't. I don't know. I think I've done that, and people say silver over than gold. Are there any?
Well, you're a winter, aren't you? So you should be able to wear silver over the gold. But I think, like me, you tried the silver trousers and it.
No, that wouldn't. But having said that, I did dip into a trend. I think maybe it's that need for spring, and then you start being a little more adventurous, a little bit more frivolous. And I saw these, I found them online, and the second I saw them, I was like, I have to get my name waitress because they were that part
I managed to find them in stores. They are the Garni leopard print jeans.
Hello.
tell us the story around that, because you were hunting them down, but then, so you had a pair on order and then you found a pair that you bought?
No, so I had put my, they were completely sold out online everywhere. And then happened to be in Garden, in my favorite Garni store. And I don't know, we've just looked at a couple of pairs. Let me check. Hey, and my Fergus was in the store with me outside in the hood. Looking in disinterested, I would lose interest as well. But no, he just like rolls his eyes. No, Epiphany and I will be. It's a long time. Sorry, how it is.
But let's be honest, Garni do the best leopard print.
The best. Honestly, there's just something, the colours that they use together or whatever else, it's just beautiful. The very first leopard print I ever bought, because I used to do a little bit here and there, but I wasn't full on. Mother is full on. It was a very thin, quite long, past mid length, and every time I have no idea what to do, I put that on, and it just makes me feel great. Yeah, they do.
Because I think with leopard print, it all really sometimes comes down to like the size of the leopard print,
and all the...
Yeah, I don't know if it's me or you. Are you breaking up, or is it me?
It might be me. My internet is... It doesn't sound like breaking up on my...
It's not breaking up. It's breaking up a little bit on my side. Maybe it's mine.
Oh, you're frozen.
Are you still there? No, you're frozen for me.
Oh my goodness. We are having internet issues. I don't have any bars.
Yeah, well, let's carry on, and if not, then we'll end the chat, because we knew last time, wasn't it, sort of trying to reconnect didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's carry on. Let's quickly move on to the next one. So, forgotten gems. Did you have a clear out?
I had a massive clear out. In fact, I did another one on Saturday, so I even tidied up. Sorry. But I have found so many things. I mean, items that I bought years ago are now back in research. So with number 7, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the jacket I wear, Gucci suit I bought 20 years ago, and that I have not in about 4 years. Trousers are still a little too tight to wear. That jacket came out, and it goes if you well, you know. At so that is one of the things. I went to an event, I was invited literally 24 hours before trying to sort it out. But I found an ethereal London dress, again, hadn't been worn in, and it was like, oh my, you know, I've literally shot my wardrobe. And it's just because you move things around, you put hangers, you give it a little air again, suddenly you see new eyes. So yeah, it's been very worth it.
So I took probably Friday and Saturday to do mine, and I did a massive turnover. I literally, anywhere that I knew I was hiding clothes, I dug it out. And you know, for me, I think, as you remember last year, I did a lot of pre-loved events, didn't I? And I cleared out a lot of clothes. So for me, for spring summer, in terms of clothes, I've actually got a lot of gaps, particularly on the work side, which I think is quite interesting. But in terms of rediscovered gems, I think I'm addicted to handbags. I have so many that I actually decided to give, and this is what I did Saturday. I gave a few to charity. I decided I wasn't even going to attempt to sell them. They were high street, not that expensive in the first place. So I just thought, instead of going to all that trouble of trying to sell it, I'm just going to give them to charity, and hopefully those charities will benefit. So I have actually had a bit of a cull, because shopping totes, how many of them do we need?
I know. I do have one. I think you have the same one. It was nature. I've once, and it is definitely when I do the clearing out and grabbing a few bits and pieces. It's still in the wardrobe, but it's one of the ones. Those, because I have realized a couple of things that they have to be excellent quality because they're going to last, and that's my that I bought in Paris years ago, and it's still going strong. That I in my wardrobe, pack everything, and then it lines up and I couldn't see it. So that, and I've been using that everywhere. In terms of handbags, I don't know what you mean, and. Okay, Zara makes it very difficult to stick to it because it's gorgeous little, and they embroidered shells on them, alluring. But really, how many times are we genuinely going to use them?
And do you know something that I think is a bit of a downfall, particularly as today is Earth Day and we're talking about sustainability? One of the things I have particularly discovered with handbags is maybe it was a phase I went through about 5 years ago. I had a lot of them personalized. So I've got my initials on.
Yes.
And now I've fallen out of love with them and I don't particularly want to keep them. It's hard to actually sell those on, and you're thinking, like, I've actually got like a lovely red clutch, which I'm not gonna use anymore. And it actually says Lizzie without an E. And you just think, not many people spell Lizzie the way I do. So it's like really limiting that personalization.
It's funny that you mentioned, I have one of these totes. It was very popular. I think it's like Chanel, whatever. Great. But I don't want my on my bags anymore. It was like a major thing like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't mind wearing a Z in a necklace or, you know, but I don't.
So like me, I've got, well, I couldn't give them to charity. Well, I was debating, could you give them to charity? I don't know, because I've got about 4 that I'm holding on to, thinking, well, what do I do with these?
Well, I would say probably the personalized ones, just hang on to them, because you don't know.
Yeah,
even if you just, I know
things go round.
Even saying this, drop or something, you know, so that it doesn't, I don't know. I guess like our discarded items then become trash, I guess, if somebody else can't use it, which is an awful thing to think. But this is how I look at my personal items. So they will always have a space and potentially always be saying to me, don't make stupid mistakes. But at the same time, you never know. I mean, I might have like this falling back in love with my emblazoned and everything. You know, it's funny. It's not just my blazoned across accessories. It's actually any minor big logo as well. I don't want to have this massive or it being so distinct as being a Dior or a Valentino or a whatever. I prefer them to be minimalized.
So that's an interesting point, because I was in River Island a couple of weekends ago checking out their spring collection, and I've always been a huge fan of their bags and their luggage, and I've wrote about that on the blog many a time, but I'm so put off now by their handbag ranges because it's so over branded with River Island and the R and the I. It's like really full on, and you'd think, given the quiet luxury trend that's been around for over 12 months now, they've not quietened down at all on that. So it's really made me pull back from that kind of high street.
Well, are we,
you know, like Marks and Spencer's have copied a lot of the Celine ones, haven't they? Really understated. River Island's done the complete opposite and really fired up the River Island logo.
Right, because I haven't been in store for a while, so I haven't seen. But I think in terms of accessories, I'm making sure good leather and good good hardware. They're saying with the Chanel, who's the price increase has gone through again, their hardware doesn't feel gold anymore. And that time, what on earth? So how do they be paying for that? I find it very off-putting. So in terms of like very high end, I don't mind their vintage, because it's like that's like on or things like that, they're vintage, that look. But I think buying them, look, I was always wanting to buy a Goyard, was my thing. I was saving up for ages, and now actually I see them everywhere, and you can see that print, and it's just like,
yeah.
So
I know, it's amazing actually. But with the rental market, I think one of our friends, Bev, she's doing it with dresses. You can rent your own clothes out. And I think if you've got a nice quality handbag that you're not so worried about owning so much, rather than selling it, try the rental and get some money in for some of that. And even like your occasional dresses could be a way of making a little bit of money through that kind of rental.
I think,
don't know what the admin's like.
I know, it's a brilliant idea. I'm not organised.
No, I have to say, thinking about you, and, no, that's probably yeah. not.
And also, I'm quite like overprotective. Funny, so I'll be like, ooh.
No, I think you have to do it some with things you've fallen out of love with that you'd be quite happy to sell.
But yeah,
and then see if you can. And yeah, because I mean, some of them are renting them out £80-90 just for a couple of days.
Wow.
Well, you know, for a weekend event, for a wedding.
It's for it to be circuit. That's fantastic.
Yeah. But yeah, you're suddenly, I can see the glint in your eye, you're suddenly like, I'm not so attached to that dress. If I rent it out five times, I can have a new dress.
True. It does make sense. And because, like, I think you may have said this before, you've done a purge of wardrobe and you've sold some items and that's gone, I quite like that. And now I wish I sold that. That would be me, because I fall out of love with things.
Yeah.
Get the batter and go, oh, my old friend. Because they should be, our clothes should be, they should make us feel good when we put them on and go out and, yeah. So just having a closet full of them.
Well, yeah, and also I think particularly when you're into not necessarily trends, but you're into keeping your style modern, as much as it's nice keeping investment pieces and keeping them for a while and things like that, there's nothing more exciting than refreshing old gems with some newer pieces.
I couldn't agree more. Now, speaking of trends, one that I can't understand because of the British weather, obviously, is the mesh, flat mesh shoe. I know Raya did a, but I have seen a really on the other day that had me thinking, but I, at the same time, I just don't understand this.
You have to, this is probably really wrong, we said, you've got to have really nice feet.
Oh, you do?
I tried a pair on, they were high streets, and they were the blush nude,
okay,
which I thought would be really, really nice compared to the black. And I thought to myself, because it is like going barefoot, which is fine, and I'm sure once the sun comes out and we've all got the summer pedicures and all that, I might feel differently. But just right now, with the kind of weather we're having, that I was just like, not ready for that.
No. But I actually read something, someone did a quote or whatever else on the Instagram. It said, I am not somebody who jumps on. I wait until everything's gone through and then I will go and buy into it. Oh my God. Very. So I was planning to buy myself a pair of sandals, and actually I'm really pleased I didn't, because now they're everywhere. At the time I wanted, you couldn't buy one for love of money. And now they're every color. So I go for a trainer that has got the vibe, but isn't the same, if you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
It's nice to be sort of like leaning into something but have it slightly unique to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show.
Can we move the chat on to beauty? Because I'm just conscious of time. So we went to the number 7 event, didn't we? Which is getting off in 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, feels like...
Feels like yesterday. Crazy. So we were really lucky, weren't we? We went to the Gherkin, Services at the Gherkin. And number 7 had their launch, and it was primarily about SPF 50. So I'll let you.
Yeah, okay.
Take that.
Basically, the event was to celebrate 1 year of Future Renew, which has been going, and which you know I speak about all the time, because I think it's the unbelievable skin, like twice a day. And so I think the other day I put it on when my skin was really dehydrated today. Anyway, to add to the family of 4 products, they have now introduced their Defense Shield, which is a SPF 50, that's there. And it is basically because we want something that is very light. I think a lot of people complain about it being heavy or having a sheen to it or that white car. So they want to create something specifically that people would be able to put makeup on and they wouldn't be picked. When you're putting your foundation on, but it's also big enough or small enough, I should say, to fit your handbag, your pocket, so that with you all the day, all throughout the day, and keeping in mind our evenings are getting longer, so we that sunset time, you can have sun damage then.
This is it. You're exactly right. I mean, when I go into London for the day, obviously you put this on early and you've got it under your makeup, but you're right. If you then, particularly summertime, if you're then outside dining, that kind of 4 p.m., 5 p.m. cocktail hour, the sun can get quite harsh at that time. So it is quite good. I was using it over the weekend, and I can concur that, you know, really easy to apply, really good absorption, because it is quite white when you put it on and you have that kind of thinking, it's a bit like normal suntan lotion, is it going to absorb? And it does really quickly. And then obviously you have to leave it a couple of minutes, and then you're good enough to get applying your foundation. So I've been loving it.
It's very lightweight texture, and it's easy to reapply throughout the day. You can be applying sunscreen. I think basically what we all know now is the worst kind of sun damage is the cumulative damage you get that incidental. It's like the part I know when I skin scanned for this side more than this side, because that's when the sun is coming through.
So yeah,
it's really important. And I mean, I've been using it now for a month because I've done some content with it, and I always like to test the products first, and I love it. I love it. It's in my handbag. It fits into a makeup bag that size, which goes into the smallest little handbag, and I never get caught out.
Yeah, no, it is really good. And I know, like you, we went to that event,
Sharina O. Vizier, yes.
Yeah, and they scanned my face, and he actually said to me, I only came out about 3 years older than my actual age, which, given that I've had no tweaks or anything done to my face, I was really quite pleased with. But he said if the sun damage brownness of my face was removed, then it would actually take 10 years off. So it's amazing. And I think we learned actually when we went to the La Mer Skin Day, he said that we're not putting enough. So it's the length of three fingers, isn't it? And I do that now.
Two fingers for the face and there. But keep in mind, it goes all the way to your décolletage. Any yes. area on, behind your neck, behind you. I've had a scan done on my skin very recently with Mishrina Kabelaratnam of Aesthetics. And the areas that you mentioned to me after, obviously the area around my mouth, my eyes, because that's both very delicate anyway, but we should be looking after that, in my hairline. So obviously I'm stopping around here, but you've got to go right up into your hairline and of course behind your neck. I think that's a really big issue. We've got to start looking after our skin.
Interesting how you say up to the hairline, because particularly women of our age, and particularly blonde women, who, you know, we lose the density of our hair in that. And you can see a lot of ladies that have that open scalp.
Mm.
And, you know, you do... Well, you know, I'm concerned with my scalp anyway when I go out in extreme sun. So they do need to start, dare I say, thinking about shampoo, conditioners and all of that to start having SPF in, because there is definitely open skin on the scalp that's being exposed.
Well, the big, I mean, news in here right now is about, because if your scalp isn't looked after, if your hair can't grow through.
Yeah.
You know. So that very good point. You never know. That could very well be.
Yeah. No, for sure. So any new products in makeup for you?
Well, yes. I was reintroduced. I mean, we all know the Guerlain. It's incredible. It's been going for 92 years. I desperately need some colour. I'm clearly not going on holiday. I think anybody who lives in Britain probably can understand that. But I don't like the smell of self-tan lotion. I hate, you know, my sheets getting stained and just getting streaky. And I hate as it goes off for like 2-3 days later. So I haven't tried it yet. Introduced me to the gradual builder, which everybody was raving about. I will tell you more in a month, because if it passes the because I'm really fuzzy about self-tan, and especially on my face. I don't like my face being like it's so anyway, that's
I use, and I've been using it the last couple of weeks, and I'll be honest, it's been a really good mood booster. A couple of weeks ago I was feeling a bit down, I think, with all the rain. We've talked about it before. I suffer with SAD, and rain particularly has an impact on me. And I was just feeling very dare I say, you know, you just want a bit of colour on your face. So I use the Beauty Pie drops. So you just get any moisturizer you're particularly using, and you drop it just 3 or 4 drops in, and even by evening time you've just got a lovely glow. And if you are doing that, you don't need to use it every day. I've found the most natural way is to use it every other morning.
Yeah,
and then that way it doesn't build up too much at all. So yeah, I mean, I can really recommend that.
Very good one. I have used that before. It's just to give yourself that little bit of a hint, and it brings out your eyes, and it just makes you feel alive. Because I mean, I think this weather is really drained. For me, I don't mind the rain. I don't like wind.
Oh. When
the wind, I get really discombobulated. I'm just like a cat in a hot tin room.
So the bottom of the wind does that. It's just. Yeah, rain, because with my SAD, it can be the sunniest of times, but if it's persistent rain, that can be really quite challenging. And I don't know what is going on, because we were promised a lot like it to go and have some sunshine, but I looked at the weather app today and we've got it for another 10 days.
I don't even bother looking anymore. I just go out and I'm like, here on Friday. Every weather condition. I mean, I was filming and the thunderous clouds above, and then the bright sun. So I didn't have sunglasses on. And I came home, actually seeing more than Squid Team all day. But, you know, I mean, you just kind of, we're British, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of makeup for me, one is what I've added it into my makeup routine. I think the art of good lips is to have a really, really good base. And I know people say drink loads of water and you'll naturally get really good lips. Not always the case, I've found. Anyway, long story short, I just normally use any lip balm, Nivea, and all of that, nothing really that expensive. But I happen to be in Rituals because I was buying some products for other people, and you know what they do, they do those in-store promotions, spend a little bit more and you get a bit of discount. So I bought this it's a little bit James Bondy in the way it's designed, so it pops up, comes out, and it is the repair, and it's very clear.
Brand? I didn't catch
Ritual,
the brand name.
Rituals, Rituals.
Okay.
So it's not, I'll be honest, Zan, after 2 days, I already noticed a difference. Now it's coming everywhere with me. I don't have to do it. So what I was having to do was do a lip scrub to get the dryness off, or you know, when you gently do it with a brush to then put lip balm on to then do the lippy. I don't need to do that. Just this, night time, following morning, lips are perfect. And then, yeah, I mean, I've moved into orange at the moment, for spring. So that's my kind of new red, and stuff. But yeah, I really recommend this. I don't know if they do one with SPF. I'm going to definitely look for my holidays coming up
I
because it hasn't got.
okay, because I the I've been using the Bershka one, which has SPF, because obviously after to Masharina, I'm like, okay, now we're gonna SPF.
So which brand was you using?
It's Dr. Hauschka, so it's old school, natural brand, really lovely ingredients, and it feels nice. I don't like it poopy.
Yeah.
I just to moisturize, and then also at night, well, actually throughout the day, I use the Ipsum, which is the most unbelievable Korean brand, all natural ingredients, and that is possibly the most heavy lip balm. But versus with the tube, it's easy to pop it in your handbag and you know. But yes, that little pot is.
I don't like the ones in the pots. My nails are too long, it's too fiddly, and because I generally wear cut, you know, like lipsticks with it and all of that, like it all gets a bit too messy. I don't know, I've just been so impressed with Rituals. They've got various other ones. They must have one with SPF, but this now is very much a must, in my kit, so to speak.
No, fantastic. I love it when you find like something.
I know, but really randomly as well. I just was like, I need to pick the cheapest thing to build this budget up, and then I find a little gem, which always kind of works out really nice, doesn't it? Should we move on to lifestyle? So, food, is it food supplements you want to
Oh no. Well, you know me, I'm always popping a, I should say, I'm always popping a pill. It's a supplement, okay?
Okay.
So, I was kindly sent some proven supplements. They are the to keep the gut health, probiotics. Excuse me. And with it came a food sensitivity journal. Now, I'm overly sensitive to food, but it was put out, you know, it shows how much every day and how you're feeling and blah blah blah. And I thought, you know, actually, quite interesting. I am at that age. Things are changing, else, and it would be interesting to see if the supplement, like I'm with taking magnesium now, and I take every day, and how is it affecting me?
Yeah.
And I always tell people, oh, so much water. Well, turns out I don't even come close. It's really interesting because you're at home, and then you know, I've always got a glass of water somewhere. But necessarily drinking it,
I actually find this is going to be a really random thing to say, but you get those drinking bottles that have a straw at the top, they
Yes.
flip up.
Yes.
I find that I can consume far more water when I'm drinking it through the straw. I don't know why, can't explain it. There's something about glugging it back. I can't drink very much, but when it's through the straw bottle, I seem to be able to get through far more.
Right.
So try it.
Well, look, it's the same SPF. However you're getting it into your system, whether it be water or SPF or whatever, just find the thing that works for you and use it daily. So water I have to pick up, and anyway, I just it's been very weeks doing it so far. So I've noticed that I don't drink enough water. My sleep is all over the shop. And I do notice I haven't been taking them. I do feel a little bit more achy. I'm not sleeping at night. So it's good to see that all these things is actually making is having an effect. So
Oh no, that's good. That's good. So how much longer have you got to keep the journal for?
oh no, it's like a proper diary. I mean, there's no end to it. I just thought I've never really done. Not since my 20s. I mean, remember, because you have to go away on a shoot or you've got something coming up. It's like, oh, what are you eating? I'm preparing. So I used to do that then. I haven't done it in years. And this is more about seeing, how it affects your mood. How is your gut feeling? Because as we know, our gut is our second brain. If your gut is healthy, the rest of you is going to be really struggling. So it's been great. Because it's been last week, it was IBS Awareness Week, or is it a month? Anyway, whatever. So, a good.
Do you know that's kind of ironic? So I've had IBS since I was 15. I've been a long-term sufferer, yet I didn't know there was an IBS month. I've been a long-term sufferer for, well, yeah, over 30 years. I managed mine through some of it's through diet. I would say 80% diet, 20% stress. So I think when you've suffered with something for so long, you kind of don't really think about how you manage it. Does that make sense?
Well, no, well, it does, because like you, I mean, I was told that about 18 that I have to stop modeling because it's really causing me stress because it's a very chaotic lifestyle. But I've read it's not, it's I've always been a stress eater. And when you're a stress eater, the chances are you're snacking on carrots, you're snacking on crisps, or you're snacking on a chocolate bar, and all of those things are doing random things to your inside. So when you start thinking, what you go back and try and find out what it is that's causing the symptoms. Like if you out, what are you
Yeah,
doing?
so for me, because for years and years that trying various things, and there wasn't much written up about IBS, and it was a very taboo subject when I was first diagnosed. Nobody openly talked about it and stuff. But for me, it's turned out to be processed sugar. So for example, I can't have anything white sugar or even brown sugar really. So I have to have everything either based off honey or based off maple syrup. So if I add honey to sweeten something, I'm absolutely fine. But if somebody goes sprinkling white sugar, particularly, like I used to be really polite. If somebody put sugar in my tea or coffee, I used to drink it and just be polite. I couldn't now because I'd be so ill. So now I'm not polite. I'm just, I will just say, could I have another one? But I used to just drink it out of politeness and then really be ill. But so everyone's just got to find what it is for them. And then the stress part, that's really difficult because you can't avoid stress. All I know is whenever I'm ill with my IBS from stress, it's normally something that's happened about 3 weeks before. And that's kind of the link. So now knowing that as a much more mature adult, if I'm going through a stressful time, I think, right, in 3 weeks' time, I could be affected by this. So I wouldn't necessarily plan to go away for the weekend or something. Do you know what I mean? You think further ahead because you know the signs.
But do you take a probiotic?
No. Oh, well, I take those yogurt drinks. I've tried probiotics in the past. All of that makes no difference to me personally. I've gone through a number of different programs and I still pretty much am impacted, and it's still the same things that and at the end of the day, you cannot avoid stress.
No,
You can't.
no.
And that's how it impacts your body.
Well, this is why I've been talking with Zana of Strong Nutrients about, first of all, cortisol and how it affects your brain, and what I was doing when I was stressed. So obviously, it's that method of putting your hand to your mouth. So I'd be doing or of M&Ms. I mean, it's like this. You don't been doing it so long, and also you can walk into the market at 10 buy a packet of M&Ms, no one's look twice. But then from there, not what supplement I was desperately needing help to level out this, for example, magnesium. Just it's the understanding of after my gut and when I'm
Yeah.
and how much water I'm drinking. And it has, it's my mood, everything. I mean, I would say that the last 2 weeks have been absolutely, I blame it on the weather, but I also think there's a lot of bugs going around. So we're all kind of
Yeah.
something.
But magnesium is a really powerful mineral, right? It's a mineral because, especially when you are stressed, I have to be careful again. Because dosage can be anything. I take the powder form, so dosage can only be anything from 1 teaspoon up to 3 teaspoons, depending on how your body can handle it. Given what I've just said about IBS, I can only take half a teaspoon, but that is still enough just to relax. Just I don't know if you ever get this. Do you get the twitchy eye?
Yes, it's muscle spasms.
Yeah, and that just a few. Just a couple of weeks of magnesium that gets rid of that twitchy eye really, really well.
Oh.
So, have you turned off your
Yeah,
lights?
no, my light has turned itself off. I'm not in bed. I'm waiting for the cat to come and scream at me now.
Just conscious of time. We've got two more topics to talk about. So, we'll move on to it's official today, actually, properly official. I've edited my reel. I am officially halfway through the Couch to 5K. So I'm halfway through week five. That happened this morning when she rang the halfway bell. That was the point. So yeah, so really randomly, since our last conversation where you were doing quite well and I was still just stretching, I ended up having a pub conversation with a friend of well, my husband's friend, and I just said something about he was running the marathon and all that lot, and I was like, "Oh, I can't run, I just can't run," and he was like, "Yes, you can," and I think it goes to show, doesn't it? Sometimes you need somebody one element removed from you to make you do something, because he just said to me that night, "Just download the Couch to 5K app." So that was on the Saturday, and on the Tuesday morning, I was just like, right, I'm gonna do this. And it was raining. I picked the worst day to do it. It was a morning, and I just like, right, I'm gonna do it. And I did it straight away. So I just downloaded it and out I went. And I nearly gave up in the first 10 minutes because I was like, this is not for me. But then they rang the halfway bell,
Yeah.
which behavior-wise is really motivating because you're like, I've done half of it
Yeah.
now. Now I can do the other half.
They say it takes a fortnight to make or break habit. So if you can just do
Yeah.
that.
So yeah, the app is definitely being designed to keep you motivated because I've had a few. I actually had a panic attack on one of the runs, and I think it was because it was really windy. I was running into the wind, which obviously, but I actually could not, for love of money, catch my breath. And I did think that was going to put me off, but Weirdly, it didn't. But I've got a whole new routine. So I'm on week five. I've got this lovely routine now, which takes 1 hour. So I get up and have my breakfast. Then I walk Alfonso around the block, who is ridiculously slow now. I mean, you can
Yes.
barely get 300 steps in. So we do the courtesy walk round, and then I do my half an hour run. But between the walk and the run, I take my vitamin C drink, and then the reward after my run is my coffee, which we all know I love my morning coffee. And I have a breath work book, which is the beginning of every day. So they're short stories. They're only about 2 pages long, and it's a story that has a learning from it. So I sit with my coffee and I do that now. So I have this very peaceful 1 hour that I'm loving, and I'm thinking I'm not going to give it up.
No, but you know what? That is, it's not just good for your physical state, it's so good for your mental state as well. And all of consistency and building. Oh my God, it sounds amazing. Absolutely.
I know, and I said, like some people, because I've been reading a few things and they're like, you've got to give up coffee. And I'm like, I'm not giving up my morning coffee. I'm not doing it. But I'm getting the vitamin C drink in, which I think helps before the run. So I haven't suffered with the stitch, and that's apparently through lack of drinking. So I think I've done quite well. So I've just gotta, I don't think the second half so is gonna be as easy.
Look, you've been out running in the worst of the weather, right? Rain.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it can only get better from here, across everything for you. I will say one thing. It's not that I don't want to run. And if you see me running, please don't run and run as well, because the zombies are chasing me. It's the only way you're gonna see me running.
The thing is, I've actually done a reel which will go out in the next couple of days. I am dead, and I said to my husband, I said, I am talking to myself in the streets. I'm punching the air when the half bell rings. And at the end, when I finish my last run, because I'm running with Jo Wiley, who is very motivational, and I talked to her throughout. At the end of my last run, because you've still then got 5 minutes to go, I'm literally jumping for joy, and I really don't care who sees me.
Aw, I love that. Because they do exercise. If you can get through those first 10 minutes or something,
Yeah.
it elevates your mood, and it gets the energy running, pumping your veins, and you can get on with it.
Trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it. For sure, for sure. Now, listen, this weekend, Victoria Beckham, she turned 50.
It did.
She had one big party that involved some Spice Girls turning up and doing a gig.
Yeah.
Lucky girl.
Hi, David.
I think I personally prefer David than the girls turn up. That's a whole other story. So we're talking about 50th because you've got yours coming up soon, and I've got mine coming up early next year. So it's the whole debate, isn't it? Do we go for a big bash, or is there going to be lots of little things?
Chatting about this last week. So I had always thought, being a Leo, I would have a massive party, but I think I was met guard by my 40th. We just moved into our house, and it didn't quite do it for me like it should have. And then a lot of friends that are turning, and I've realized, there's a lot of things that I haven't done. Really, I want to go get back and watch opera and go and see Swan Lake and Carmen, handle it, violin thing. And I basically said to Fergus, and I think that's my mate, you've got to come with me. He's like, oh, that's when I'll be catching up. it's also about celebrating in small, little, a few people at a time, spread the entire year. Because see those people and you actually have proper face-to-face conversation and make memories.
This is what I was going to say. It's actually going to be, dare I say, mindfulness celebrations, because you're going to pick the right people to do the event with.
Yes.
And because you're going to keep the event, I should imagine, a couple of people, maybe four, you're going to be in the zone. Whereas when you have a big party, you can't be with everybody the whole time. My 30th, for example, I didn't really enjoy the actual party. There was the family, there was lots of friends, but they were all different kind of friends. And I don't know where your party was for your 40th, but mine for my 30th was actually at a community hall type place, which had to finish at a certain time. Us younger ones all went off clubbing afterwards. And dare I say, I actually preferred that.
Yeah. Well, you see, I have become, I used to be very much about four, like, oh, it's your birthday, you have to stay, and you have to do it like this. The last couple of months, I have allergic forced fun. So, for example, if you go to a birthday party, it's like, oh, you've got to do it today, and it's like, well, what if I didn't feel getting up and getting all dressed up that day? I don't know, I'm just at this point. I don't know what's happened to me, but because I'm a Leo, I will be celebrating all the way through the year.
Well, I can imagine, because you celebrate, let's be honest, your birthday for the whole of August.
Obviously. You know, so, as we should.
Are you literally going to plan an event for every single day in August?
You know, you've just given me a very good idea.
Oh, you could do the 50 days of the 50th birthday.
Fergus will say 50 weeks birthdays to the point that nobody wants to speak to me anymore. No,
it's be celebrating with your cats. No, but I have to say, I don't know about you, but I'm not daunted by the turning of the decade. Well, not yet, anyway.
It's honestly, maybe a year don't want to admit to the 50 or whatever. For me, after having a bit of a at the end of last year, I feel so privileged to be able to get up in the morning and say, I'm healthy, I can stand up, I can do what I love to do, I can see my family. I'm very, very just wanted to, that in itself. Oh, look at me, all cheesy.
Well, we're going to tie it up there, because we're coming up to nearly an hour, which I can't believe. It always flies by. But that was the April edition. So thank you, everybody, for joining in. And we will be back next month with more fashion, beauty and lifestyle. So thank you, Zara, for 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Lizzie. Good to see you again.
All right. You take care. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.